Hi, I'm Lucas. So when I am not writing CI/CD software of any kind, I usually do hardware projects, some of which I've shown here. As you may see, they're pretty much all the same thing. They are a circuit board in a 3D printed case. So for designing them, one needs basically two softwares. That's a CI/CD software for the printed circuit board and software for the 3D printed case. What both of these things have in common, that CAD is pretty important there, since, well, what you draw in CAD is what you're going to get. So when you're doing, for example, woodworking or metalworking, if you need an extra hole, well, you just drill it. But that obviously doesn't work for PCBs or 3D printing. So yeah, it's pretty important to have a proper CAD software there. For the first thing, for PCBs, I solved that issue for myself a couple of years ago by writing Horizon EDA, but that's not what I'm going to talk today. But for the 3D stuff, I found myself oscillating between FreeCAD and SolveSpace, since both did some things great, but neither of them covered everything I needed. So let me elaborate on that. So FreeCAD itself pretty much had all the features I needed, some of which are step import and export, and support for chamfers and fillets to make the things look more pretty with little effort. But it falls short by the peculiarities of referencing stuff, the SketchUp being modal and not being able to easily make constraints in 3D. So for SolveSpace, it's pretty much the other way around. It has significantly less features, but these features work really well, and I found it really pleasant to use. So I first dismissed it since it doesn't do step import and export, but everything else works really well. So is there anything that does all of that? Unfortunately, I didn't find anything, so I thought, well, it's not the first time I've written a CAD software, so maybe let's try writing a 3D CAD software. So after all, so what do we need to make a 3D CAD? So first of all, we need to show something to the user. For that, we need a 3D viewport with all of the usual stuff like shading, navigation, and selection. But fortunately, I already did more or less that for Horizon EDA, since Horizon EDA has a 3D preview. And it's basically all of the OpenGL boilerplate already done. So we have that. Next up, we need a geometry kernel that takes care of all of the Boolean operations and extrusions and stuff like that. And for that, there as well, some of you might know it, OpenCascade, also from the talk before. It has some warts, but I had some experience with it from Horizon EDA, and it works okay. And it's also pretty much the only game in town if you want to have chamfers, fillets, and proper interaction with step. So that one's there as well. And next up, we need a solver that takes care of solving all of the constraints and entities and stuff. And for that, there's also something that we can use, in particular the solver from SolveSpace. And the solver from SolveSpace is available as a library, but that's with a small asterisk. The library itself is a C wrapper around the C++ internal from SolveSpace, but the wrapper itself is pretty limited, so I ended up not using the wrapper and ended up using the internals from SolveSpace myself, and they are pretty easy to use actually. So we have that one as well. And last but not least, we need a user interface of some sorts with all of the boring stuff like preferences dialog, way to select tools, the general tool handling, and also some little but important stuff such as the axis lollipop that shows which axis goes in which direction. But fortunately, I already had all of that in some way or another from Horizon EDA. It's a 2D CAD, but well, undo, redo, and stuff like that pretty much doesn't care if it's a 2D or 3D CAD. So yeah, then I realized, well, I had all of the building blocks to make a 3D CAD. So I started with it, and that was back in August last year. And now I'm here to talk to you about UN3D, a parametric 3D CAD. So as I said, it took about 6 months to get from basically a blank window in GTK to where we are right now. as probably expected, it's written in C++ 20, and it's about 33,000 lines of code. And it uses uses GTK MM4 as a GUI toolkit. Using GTK MM3 would have probably been a slight bit faster, since I have already used that for Horizon DA, so I would have been able to directly copy-paste code. But GTK MM4 was the last version at the time I started it, so I went with that. But that's probably a topic that I should write a blog post about, since there were quite a things that were a bit annoying about GTK MM4. And same as Horizon EDA, it uses UUIDs for everything, and uses JSON as a data storage format. So I pretty much reused all of the concepts that worked well in Horizon EDA for Dune 3D. And just a couple of days ago, I released version 1.0, and so it's already packaged for in Flatpak for the Windows folks. There's an MSI installer. And the good thing was, it wasn't the first time that I had to take care of all of the packaging, so the packaging stuff was pretty much just copy-paste from Horizon EDA again. So what does it do? It has a parametric 2D sketcher that does all of the usual stuff like lines, arcs, circles, and constraints. To draw these lines and arcs, there's a convenient all-in-one tool that handles lines and arcs in one tool. So one can draw arbitrary outlines in one tool, and there are also some convenience tools for drawing an axis-aligned rectangle or regular polygons as they're needed, for example, for hex nut inserts also. To make things 3D, there's extrude and lathe. So lathe is basically a 360-degree revolution. Revolutions that are not 360 degrees aren't supported yet. And to repeat things, there's a linear and polar array. And to combine multiple solids, there's the usual operations from open cascade, so union, difference, and intersection. So, but for that, I just basically had to expose the user what open cascade offers to make an in 3D. There are also constraints such as distance, angle, point in plane, or point to plane distance, or that's useful, for example, when you want to make a hole that stops 3 millimeters from the last edge. You can just use a point to plane distance of 3 millimeters, and that's it. For the step import, I basically copy pasted the code from Horizon EDA that turns a step model into a set of triangles. And I also reuse the code for extracting the reference points, since the idea is that you want to import your circuit board, then you want to add some reference points, and then you can reference these points in the geometry. For example, if you want to fit your case around the circuit board or make cutouts for connectors. And the last important point are fillets and chamfers. These are basically just calling the open cascade functions to add a chamfer or a fillet to edge. But unfortunately, the way it's implemented right now, it's subject to a topological naming problem, since all of these edges are just referenced by index. So if one changes the geometry in a way that adds extra edges or so, it breaks. But well, I was used to that from FreeCAD, so it was okay. So how does it all fit together? So in the middle, there's the thing called the document that consists of all of the Dune 3D specific data structures like groups, entities, and constraints. These are then presented to the user with the renderer and canvas, where they are turned into primitives that I can render with OpenGL. And then the user uses the tools, same concept as in Horizon EDA, to interact with the document. And to take care of the solid model, all of the entities transformed into something that OpenCascade can understand, and then that's again triangulated and rendered. And to take care of solving the things, there's the interface to the solver in SolveSpace. And probably as to be expected, there the the hardest part of implementing all of this are these interfaces between OpenCascade and the resolve space part. Since that's where the impedance mismatches are. Since I had my data model and the data model from OpenCascade or resolve space, and they somehow had to fit together. So what's next? So there are, of course, I've got some plans, mostly some basic things like measurement.